This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday said that at least three dozen rocket attacks hit Ukrainian targets, wiping out power to nearly 1.5 million people. Details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
In his nightly address to the nation, Zelensky said power had been restored to some areas already, but he urged Ukrainians to limit their consumption of electricity and be prepared for what he called stabilization blackouts. Zelensky also said Ukrainian forces are shooting down many of the missiles attacking various cities and regions, including Volyn, Odessa, Dnipropetrovsk, Mykolaiv, and Zaporizhia. He said 20 missiles were shot down in the first half of the day Saturday, including at least 10 Iranian drones. Meanwhile, Russian authorities in Occupy Kherson urged civilians to leave the city immediately, warning of an advance by Ukrainian troops. The Washington Post reports Russian forces urged city residents to bring documents, clothes, and food with them. It also cited Moscow-based Telegram accounts promising Ukrainians financial and housing assistance for moving deeper into Russia-controlled areas. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
China's ruling Communist Party has reaffirmed the President Xi Jinping and a continued dominance in running the nation on Saturday. Confirmation comes one day after giving Xi a widely expected third five-year term as president. Party Congress effectively removed four of the seven members of senior leadership. There is more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former Prime Minister Boris Johnson has now returned to Britain ahead of a possible tilt at reclaiming his figure and former job. Johnson was ousted by a series of ethics scandals just 3 months ago, but boarded a flight back to London from his vacation in Dominican Republic. This is days after the dramatic resignation of a soccer. These shoes, he landed in London on Saturday morning. Johnson has not officially said he is running, but some say the parliamentary party may have loudly been calling for his return. Tory lawmakers wishing to enter the race must secure the backing of 100 of their categories by 2 p.m. on Monday. Chanting crowds marched in the streets of Berlin, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles Saturday in a show of international support for demonstrating facing a violent government crackdown in the Iran-Iran sparked by the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini in the custody of the country's morality police. Demonstrations were put together by grassroots organizations from around the world. The United States drew Iranians and from across the Washington, D.C. area, with some young traveling down into Toronto to join the crowd. The World Food Program warned Friday it is only a matter of time before Somalia is hit with a full-blown famine and people start dying in droves, Lisa Schlein reports.
The United Nations Food Agency said it has been able to keep famine at bay in Somalia by massively increasing food assistance to millions of acutely hungry people. WFP Somalia Deputy Country Director Laura Turner said international donations have allowed increased aid, reaching nearly 4.2 million people with food and cash relief. She said the increased food aid so far has prevented Somalia's hunger crisis from reaching a point of no return. However, she warned Somalia is not yet out of danger.
We're in a desperate race against time.
Turner said in her 20-year humanitarian career, she has never experienced a looming catastrophe of such proportions. The World Health Organization reports half of Somalia's children, some 1.8 million, are suffering from this condition.